Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. And then Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local Thursdays and Fridays from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Eastern Time. Also on the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM. 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, it's 301430. It's the audio. Oh, let me do a. Hold on. I've got a hotkey. The audio path of totality. That's so beautiful. All right, fine. The Facebook live stream, it's actually good today because we have a guest and an empty chair. I was hoping to have two guests, but this former state senator, Frank Hoagland, refused to even reply to our repeated requests about, all right, here's the second debate. It's closer to the election here. Are you coming in? Send us your questions. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. No radio silence. So our Facebook live stream, and again, feel free to take a look at it. And share this if you want. Let people know. Ron Ferguson is here, the incumbent, House District 95, Ohio House District 95. The challenger, former state senator Frank Hoagland, not here, no response. And again, we'll be more than happy to have Frank in here solo, individually, for me to interview him. If he'd rather not do it, we could ask our news director to do it. If that doesn't work out, we can have he can bring someone from the media, from some TV station or newspaper or whatever, to do it. Or if that doesn't work out for him, he can bring somebody from his own campaign to interview him. They can use my studio. You can hear it for yourself. I don't know what else to do. I really don't. But you can see the Facebook live stream of this Ron Ferguson here and an empty chair here. You just took down the Frank Hoagland flyer from the empty chair. What are you looking at here in the back?
Yeah, so, you know, on the other side, it actually talks about, you know, independent and accountable, not big donors. So he answers to no one, not big donors.
Well, that's good, isn't it?
Well, it is. But I went on his actual campaign filing report.
Yeah.
And I see a guy from New York gave him a maximum contribution, $16,615.57.
New York? Is that Soros?
Got, no, it's not. I wouldn't be surprised if
Who
Soros
is it?
Was on here.
Who was it?
Rich Howard.
Yeah. Rich Howard, is he pro-abortion?
I don't know. I'm not sure. You know, he gets
gun grabber from New York. Well, who the hell knows?
I wish my opponent were here to tell us who these folks are.
Yeah,
you have $15,000 from Rome, Ohio. You have $10,000 from Columbus, Ohio. A couple thousand dollars from Palm Beach, Florida.
Palm Beach, Florida.
Yeah. I mean, strange interests.
Who are your big donors?
People in this district, people in the 96th district.
Do you have no big donors from outside?
Uh-oh,
that's a yes. Uh-oh, I think we caught him in something here. Here we go.
No, I hope so. I'd like to go find some because what you're going to see is the special interest money of Columbus. Mm-hmm. Probably spend $500,000 to buy the race.
What?
That's what I expect.
What's the job pay?
The job pays about $80,000. It's a little up or down depending on like vice chair and chairman and that kind of thing.
Holy cow. Jeez. So we've established that if Huffman does not call you on, is it Monday, the first day?
No, Wednesday.
Wednesday is the first day next week.
Correct.
All right. And if he does not call on you to introduce the bill, the voter ID, the next day you're going to do a discharge petition, and we're going to see if we can get 50 Republicans to actually put their name on this thing, and then we'll call out everyone who doesn't want to do it. So you're going to do that the next day. That's what you had said, right?
Well, I actually might even do it the same day because you can go right after session.
Even better. When you do that, can you give us a call and we can get you back on the next day?
Yeah, sure.
That'd be great. And again, equal time for Frank Hoagland. More than happy to have him come on. I'm more than happy to ask him all the same questions. We want to play it straight. I don't know how else to do this. The man just doesn't want to respond or show up or anything. It's just unbelievable. So what else is going on that we need to be aware of in the state legislature in Columbus. Where are we with abolishing the real estate tax? Is there anything going on in Columbus, or do we just need to get more signatures on petitions so that we can get it on the ballot so the voters of Ohio can finally change the state constitution to eliminate real estate taxation?
So the state legislature has done some nibbling around the edges property tax reform, which I've supported, but it's not obviously abolishing. The abolishing movement is being done by citizens. That's where you can go sign the petition now. A lot of folks have signed that. It's coming up. That is expected to be on the November ballot, where anybody listening can actually go vote on it.
This year? November this
year? That's what the expectation is.
Really? Wow. Yeah. We're that close.
That is the expectation.
Do you think you're talking weasel words. Do you think that's going to happen?
I think it's going to, but I think it's, you know, probably like a 60-40 likelihood. I mean, I'm certainly not a guarantee.
It's not a slam dunk.
Because you need to have to get, you have to get enough signatures, and there's complications with, you know, if people do the littlest thing wrong, they can strike the, you know, wrong comma or period, they could strike down the signature.
You got to be kidding me.
Typically, you want twice as many signatures as you need, so they need 400 and some thousand, but you really want to get like 800 and some thousand.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So
who does this? They hire lawyers to disenfranchise voters?
You mean the people that check the petition?
Yeah.
It's the Secretary of State's office checks the petitions.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for the statewide ballots. Now, locally, they get checked by the local Board of Elections. So when a local candidate files, we do it at our local Board of Elections. But for these state issues, the Secretary of State's office.
All right. And who is the Secretary of State of Ohio?
Frank LaRose.
Okay. Is he any good?
Well.
Oh, boy. Oh, man. Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, jeez. Oh.
Well, he actually did endorse my opponent. That's a lack of judgment.
That would be a bad thing.
I thought
he pretended to be a conservative when he was in that three-way race with J.D. Vance and that liberal that owns the Cleveland Indians.
He came in third place, so we'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, I think that the kind of endorsements people should be seeking in this state are from people like Bernie Moreno, not from Frank LaRose.
Yeah.
And, you know, true America First conservatives.
Is there somebody, Secretary of State, is there going to be a new one in November?
There will be.
Okay, tell us about that and why we should care here in the Upper Ohio Valley.
Well, the Secretary of State is in control of the elections, and so you need a person that actually is a true believer in elections and in election integrity. And there are two people running right now. It is Robert Sprague, the current state treasurer. And then there is Marcel Strivich, that is an outsider who is running. Actually, Marcel helped me write House Bill 577, the one that I told you, the voter ID. He actually helped me develop that bill.
Really?
Yes.
And what's his background? Marcel. I don't like the name Marcel. Sounds French.
He's actually a combat veteran, served our country.
Oh, I like the name Marcel a lot more now.
But he's actually put his passion into election. That is his issue that he focuses on, is secure elections. And, you know, not only did he try to make our country secure, but now he's trying to make our elections secure.
Good for him.
He's another person you should have on this show. I'll connect you with him. He's great.
Well, call him and say, Dimitri wants you on his show in studio. When you come in. See, one of the big problems with these statewide offices, I tell you right now, is that they don't want to bother coming to the Upper Ohio Valley. I got a call from one of the people running for a statewide office, a current, the auditor. What's his name? Huffner, Huber?
The current one? Faber is...
Faber, that's it. Faber, that was it. And one of his people said that he'd be willing, and I'm paraphrasing here. I mean, they were courteous. They were courteous. Mm-hmm. That he'd be willing to give us 10 or 15 minutes of his time for a phone interview. And I went, what? Gee, thanks. How about you come down here and actually meet the voters and have you here in studio for the whole hour? It's only a 2-hour drive from Columbus. Well, no, he's kind of busy. I get a lot of that. And I tell, most of the time I tell them, you know, go screw yourself. I mean, if their attitude is, well, we'll phone it in for the people in the Upper Ohio Valley, but we're not going to make the effort to actually come here and actually, you know, shake their hands and meet them and, you know, maybe eat their food or whatever it happens to be. People in Columbus, many, not everyone, seem to have this attitude that they just cannot be bothered with this part of the state. We're poor, you know, we got lots of problems and this, that, and the other. They just can't be bothered. And Faber was one of them. He just couldn't be bothered.
I got to interject on this one and just say, we have a guy that actually lives in the district that can't come in and make it to the studio right now.
Well, Frank Hoagland, yeah, that's right. My goodness, yeah, that's right, that's right. But yeah, that's if Marcel wants to come in here in the studio, I'll give him the whole hour.
He's coming.
Make it happen. Make it so. Make it so, Ron. Make it so. Because I'm telling you, a lot of these, where's he from, by the way? Not Columbus?
Western part of the state.
Oh, that's
sure
a
town.
Big drive to come to the southeast part of the state. Let's see how serious this guy is. Do you think he has a chance of winning? Does he have any money?
The report that I saw, the kind of like press release, said 800,000. So
is that a lot for a statewide office?
I think if he can break a million, you've got the money you need.
Okay. Now, so is LaRose running? LaRose is not running for re-election. He can't, right?
LaRose is running to be the state auditor, so he's jumping into another seat.
Wow. And so the other guy now, the treasurer, what's his name?
Robert Sprague.
Okay. Is he getting Soros money? Because this is how Soros screws over voters and rigs elections by financing a lot of secretaries of state in different states to fix the elections, like in Arizona and some other places. Is Soros money behind this other guy?
The only campaign finance report I've gone through is my opponent's right now. So I've gone through Frank's and seen his, you know, state, out of state and out of district money, but I haven't checked the ones for the Secretary of State.
All right. Well, maybe Marcel has.
Probably has.
So let
probably
me know, has. And we'll be more than happy to get him in here if he wants to make the drive here to the southeast part of Ohio, which a lot of them don't. But maybe this guy will, and if he does, my studio's his. My studio's his. We'll talk all about Secretary of State stuff for Ohio voter, you know, the integrity of the whole voting process, no question. Anything else going on in Columbus for our listeners to know about, or do you want to respond to some of the comments on our Facebook live stream? What would you like to do?
Yeah, right now there's not enough going on in Columbus. We have this property tax issue that's not being resolved. We have the voter ID things that aren't being resolved. There's another bill that's been hung up for a long time. It's called the Second Amendment Preservation Act.
What's that?
That is to make sure that we don't have federal law enforcement people under it. Right now it would be fine because with President Trump, I support President Trump and I'm confident. But as you know, sometimes we have a Joe Biden in the office. And when those things happen, they can weaponize federal law enforcement to get them to come in and seize our firearms with unconstitutional executive orders. So what the Second Amendment Preservation Act would say is, here in Ohio, our law enforcement, our police officers, our state highway patrol, our sheriff's offices, none of those folks would be required at all to do any unconstitutional, ridiculous gun grabbing that some liberal president might actually
not required
pursue.
To or prohibited from.
Well, we would actually, it would actually be written as prohibited.
Okay, they shall not then do that.
Correct.
All right, so they don't have the option.
Correct.
All right, because a lot of times with the feds don't really have any kind of police force. And so they just use the police forces or sheriff's deputies or whatever from the different states or municipalities saying, hey, you're going to enforce our laws. And a lot of times they go along with it because they get funding.
In anything, the federal control is always a problem. You know, we want our law enforcement here in Ohio to have autonomy and to control themselves at a local level. They know where the needs are in the community.
Sure.
They know what to pursue.
What's the likelihood that Huffman is going to allow that vote to come up?
Oh, it's not going to happen. There's no way.
Why not?
But it's another one we could pull a discharge petition for.
Okay, is that your bill?
It is not my bill.
Can you still do a discharge petition?
I can still do a discharge petition.
I think you could be the king of discharge petitions. I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. You know,
yeah, we should
put these other guys on, you know, make them, yeah, put them on record here. Mm-hmm. I think that would be great. Hey, we're almost out of time. I always give my guests the last word to speak directly with their listeners. I would give Frank Hoagland 1 minute, you 1 minute. But Frank Hoagland, again, is not here. I've been checking my phone and still no response. Please share this everywhere on Facebook, if you would, a Facebook live stream. So you've got the whole 2 minutes. Ron, you've got Frank's as well. I don't know what else to do. I'm looking at an empty chair here, for God's sake. So State Representative Ron Ferguson, 95th District, Ohio House, my microphone is yours.
Yes, so Ron ForOhio.com is my website, RonForOhio.com. Definitely get on there, check a lot of the things that I stand for. It would be, there's an opportunity to contribute to my campaign if you don't want special interest in Columbus to buy this race. If you want it to stay in the hands of Eastern Ohio, I could certainly use the support. You know, get on my Facebook, Ron Ferguson. You can find me real easily. Reach out, ask me questions. Do the same for my opponent. I mean, I'll even tell you, go on Hoagland for Ohio. Ask my opponent where he will debate with me. I think we should debate in Jefferson County, Belmont County, Monroe County, in February, in March, in April. The voters deserve to hear the clear distinction in our two records, and that's why I ask everybody to do that. So check out ronforohio.com.
Do you have a phone number you'd like to give them?
There's a phone number on there that they can contact, so I'll just jump on there.
All right, great. Ron, thank you so much, and I would say the same thing to Frank Hoagland. You're both welcome back here anytime to discuss any issue, have a debate, back as individuals if you don't want to debate each other, pretty much anything that either one of you want. I think it's really important for our listeners, especially in Belmont County and Jefferson County and all, to hear exactly what's going on with both of you. This is a big deal election. Two very different points of view regarding MAGA versus Rhino and all that. So I'll be more than happy to have both of you on as another debate or as individuals or anything along those lines. So I appreciate it, sir. Thank you very much. Frank Hoagland, again, please reach out to me. And for our Facebook friends who are watching the Facebook live stream, please share this. Please send a link to Hoagland's people. Maybe they will respond. I literally don't know what else to do. All right. We're going to be talking with Mr. Big Willie himself after the 8 o'clock news. Legendary OTR Valley truck driver. And he'll be talking to us from his luxurious state-of-the-art cab, Freightliner Cascadia 125. We've got tickets. Oh, man. Do we have tickets? In fact, here's a pair of tickets that we're going to be giving away very soon to the Chris Jansen concert Friday at the Capitol.